It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, today brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day, even on a cloudy day, on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu, every morning from 7 till 8, you'll get two eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee. Just $10. Visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are continuing our theme week on five things you thought you knew.
Good.
And let me ask you this.
Yes.
What does SOS stand for?
Save our ship? Save our souls? Something?
Yeah, neither one, actually.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come
so,
on. Is it something about Taylor Swift?
What?
No. Yeah.
Does she even have an SOS song?
Is she Swift? Is it save?
No, it's not an abbreviation for either one of those.
No.
Those are backronyms. Meaning they were...
Backronyms?
Backronyms, yeah.
What is a backronym?
After the fact, they were... it was already a thing, and then
it was reverse
started,
engineered.
Correct.
I gotcha.
So the letters don't actually stand for anything.
Nothing?
In fact, the signal isn't even really supposed to be three individual letters. It's a continuous Morse code string of three dots, three dashes, and three dots.
Yeah, okay.
So Morse code is a system that uses dots, dashes, and spaces to communicate letters and numbers and was first created during the 1830s, but was later improved in 1851 to create a simpler, more precise international Morse code system.
Let's bring the whole world in on this.
So since three dots form the letter S and three dashes form an O in the international Morse code, the symbol came to be called SOS for the sake of convenience, and it became a common way to remember the order of the dots and the dashes.
That sure makes sense, yeah.
So radio, originally known as wireless telegraphy.
That's what we should call it again.
Wireless telegraphy. Was developed in the late 1890s and was quickly recognized as an important aid to maritime communication.
Sure.
When wireless radio telegraph machines first made their way onto ships around the turn of the 20th century, sailors in danger needed a way to attract attention, signal distress, and ask for help.
Sure.
Previously, seagoing vessels had adopted a variety of standardized visual and audio distress signals using things like semaphore flags, signal flares, bells, and foghorns.
Bells.
However, initially cooperation in standardizing radio distress signals was limited by national differences and rivalries between competing radio companies.
Sure.
So at first, different organizations and countries had their own in-house distress signals. So the U.S., for example, the Navy used NC, which was the maritime flag signal for distress.
Okay.
And the Marconi Company, which leased its equipment and telegraph operators to various ships, used CQD.
CQD.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember.
But having these multiple distress signals was confusing and potentially dangerous because it meant a ship in distress in foreign waters had a language barrier to overcome with their would-be rescuers, right?
Right.
So they needed a unique signal that would transmit clearly and quickly and wouldn't be confused for any other communication.
Mm-hmm.
So various countries decided to all get together and discuss the idea of laying down some international regulations for radio telegraph communications. In 1906, the International Wireless Telegraph Convention convened in Berlin.
I bet that was hopping.
And delegates attempted to establish an international standard distress call. Now, Germany had been the first country to adopt the SOS distress signal, and that was chosen because it could be sent quickly and easily and was hard to misinterpret.
Sure.
And that went into effect on July 1st of 1908. Now, SOS had visual appeal as well.
I'll say.
Not only is it a palindrome, meaning it's the same backward and
forward,
right?
SOS, yeah.
But it's also something called an ambigram.
An ambigram?
An ambigram, which means that it looks identical whether it's read upside down or right side up.
So,
for example, if you're stuck on a desert island or something and you need to put boulders out or rocks or whatever to spell out SOS.
Did you do that all the time?
It could be seen, you know,
either way.
No matter which way your rescue helicopter or whatever is coming to get you. I'm making up stories, but, you know, they would be able to tell the SOS because it can be seen. It's easily understandable.
You don't think they would take the time to just, hey, Phil, just swing around.
Swing around. What I can't tell what this is supposed to say.
This guy's got written something on the beach down here.
Yeah, exactly. So the first recorded use of SOS as...
People in movies write help. Why don't they write SOS?
I don't know.
Don't you see them writing help on the beach?
I don't know. Is that what he did in Castaway? What did he do in Castaway? I don't know.
He had a volleyball.
The first recorded use of SOS as a distress signal occurred just over a year later in August of 1909. The wireless operators on the SS Arapaho sent the signal when the ship was disabled by a broken propeller off the coast of North Carolina.
I see. Okay.
Now, with the development of audio radio transmitters, there was a need for a spoken distress phrase. And
just screaming help wouldn't do it.
Right. Mayday. Mayday is what they came up with.
Or Mayday.
And that's from the French meaning help me.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Mayday.
And that was adopted in 1927 as the spoken equivalent of SOS.
Right. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. you need it all ways, Sarah. You picked out a record to go along with SOS, did you?
Yeah. So we're going to play SOS by ABBA.
Oh. You think they know all about this?
I'm not sure. They do now. They listen to the Wiki Corner.
They were listening. We'll see. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. SOS, it's a palindrome, as is ABBA.
That's right.
Yes, but it's not one of the upside down reedy things that you talked about. Sarah, why do we play SOS, I should say?
Because we were talking about SOS as part of our theme week on five things you thought you knew.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go!
Okay, SOS doesn't stand for anything. It's actually Morse code.
Germany was the first country to adopt the SOS distress signal.
And SOS is both a palindrome and an ambigram, meaning it can be read the same way, upside down and backwards.
Upside down, you're staying on your head, looks exactly the same to you.
That's right.
Exactly the same. Folks want to learn more about SOS, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We were talking about places that SOS showed, it was during the song, we were talking about places where SOS shows up. I mentioned there's an SOS button in one of my cars, I think, that I can, I don't know what happens if I press it. I'm not sure if it's hooked up. I don't know what it does.
Probably best to not just press it.
Well, but if I need it, what then?
Well, when you do need it. Only if you do need it.
And then the SOS you said is on your...
Yeah, there's an SOS on your phone, too.
Your phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Of course. All right, Sarah, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Come back tomorrow. You wrap up the theme week.
Absolutely.
Can't leave us hanging. We need number five. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic with Ed Smith, weather with Josh Nichols, and, of course, more of your favorites. Something you want to hear? 222-4000. You can text us. Get your record on Legends 102.7.